Well, Paddy, you're the Round 14 Rising Star nominee. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's a massive honour to be able to get recognised for this award, nomination for the round, especially after a great game against a quality side like Collingwood on Sunday night.
Paddy, how did you find out you were nominated?
I come in to the club on Monday and went to Bolt's office and he broke the news to me. And yeah, there are a couple of cameras hidden away set up, so yeah, it was pretty exciting.
You've had some exposure to the playing against the big rivals on the big stage, and you must have surely been proud that you were able to deliver such a good performance against an arch rival in Collingwood.
Yeah, especially being against Collingwood, it's always there's always a big crowd, and it's a special moment against playing for Carlton and playing for the team, and yeah, it was a pretty big moment. So
working through the middle, obviously with Patrick Cripps and Mark Murphy, just tell us about the impact that they've had on you in your first year.
Yeah, especially Cripper, he's been a massive help this year through the midfield, and he's just emphasised how important it is for us to just own our own career and look after ourselves and play with confidence and play to our own ability. And then Murph, he's been awesome. Even though he hasn't been playing, he's been reviewing his game with me well. So, yeah, it's been great.
What do you gain out of having this exposure in the midfield in your first season?
Yeah, it's worth its weight in gold getting this many games early in my career. So I've just been taking each game as a new experience and trying to gain confidence playing at that high level.
Paddy, you seem like a really tight-knit group, especially as the younger kids coming through. Just talk about the impact of, you know, your Charlie Kernos and your Jacob Wieterings and Lockie O'Brien, for instance. You do seem like a really tight-knit group.
Yeah, we've got... Everyone here is great mates, especially the players and coaches. We all get along really well with each other. And the physios and high performance, everyone's on the same page and we're heading in the right direction. So it's looking, the future's looking bright.
You haven't missed a game, which is such a great achievement in your first season. What do you have to do to sort of get the body right each week and just cope with the rigours of AFL in your first season?
I found out through all the games this year that extra recovery is very important, and just doing the extra with nutrition and ice baths I've found is a great way to get ready for the games and the weekends.
And obviously a really big week and a special week for the club with Cade Simpson's 300 game milestone. Can you just talk about, you know, the aura of Cade Simpson and the impact that he's had on the club specifically?
Yes, you know, he's a very humble bloke, and on game day he's so influential, and he sees the game so well, and I've even sometimes been reviewing the game with him because he's been playing off halfback, and he keeps an eye. And he's such a champion of club, and he's a legend.